welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. For weeks now, perhaps it's even been months, I have been praying earnestly for breakthroughs in the lives of my UCM partners. And for those of you who are listening, I'm praying too that the things that have withstood you, the things that have been as like mountains before you, that God will cause those mountains to be removed. And He'll do that as we have faith in Him. I believe we really are entering into a season of divine favor. I've always loved that scripture, "The Lord shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come." There is a set time. There's a season of divine favor where we can experience the favor of God, and I believe the favor of man, in ways we've not experienced before. Now, awareness and knowledge and belief that this is true is only the first step. And there's, a second step, and that's to activate our faith by action, because the Word says that faith without works is dead. And so this involves a declaration and confession about what the Word of God says to be true about you, that it is in fact true. And I believe there is divine timing the fact that I'm communicating these truths to you right now, because God wants you to declare His favor, His prosperity, and His abundance in your life at every opportunity. He's made His wishes, His heart, His desires for your life clear in the promises of His Word. And you know what? The past doesn't matter, but what you do now does. Psalm 92 and 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree." What does it mean to flourish? Well, by definition, it means to grow luxuriantly, to thrive, to achieve success, prosper. And it's fascinating to learn the facts about these amazing trees. There's hardly any part of the date palm that isn't used. The ancient historian Herodotus states that a palm tree can produce bread, wine, and even honey. Many references to honey in the Old Testament actually refer to the date palm liquor. This tree is extremely useful. It doesn't only supply food, but it's a source of wax, sugar, oil, tannin, dye stuffs, and resin. The Syrians actually enumerated 360 different uses of the date palm. The tree is sturdy, it's beautiful, and long-lived. It can live up to 200 years. It is among the godly trees used in the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles in Leviticus 23 and 40. Other amazing facts include that the palm tree's principle of growth, it's called scientifically an endogen, it grows from within, and it bears its best fruit in old age. Those of you who are up there like me, isn't that a nice principle to hold on to? They're a symbol of peace and victory. We see that in Revelation 7 and 9. Their figurative and spiritual significance is richly apparent. And beloved, I believe that it's our time to receive from the Lord. Many of you have sown years of faithfulness, and now it's time to reap that harvest. Now is the time of salvation, and I don't believe that just refers to our soul salvation. I believe there's a bold new frontier spiritually that God is calling His warriors of faith to venture into, and it requires joy. And joy gives courage, moving out of our comfort zones. And there's just, I believe, a marvelous inheritance, a land of abundance just waiting to be claimed. Beloved, let's arise and possess it. You know, within each one of us, there's a desire and a need, not just desire, a real need, not only to be loved, but to be significant in some way. And you might say, Pastor Judith, I'm just an ordinary person. There's nothing special about me. But you know, dear friend, the Lord sees you differently. There is, I believe, in the heart of every person, a desire to do something significant, to feel fulfilled, to have a sense of satisfaction, to know that your life has really made a difference. While, of course, it's true, you may never be a great artist or a doctor or a scientist, inventor or politician, someone that changes the course of history, yet each one of you listening to my voice have the potential to profoundly affect all those you come in contact with. Fears, distresses, uncertainties are all a continual part of this earthly experience that we face every day. But you can arise above all those things and be a source of inspiration to others, because you will be able to say, as Hebrews 13 and 6 declares, the Lord is my helper. On the cross, Jesus suffered and died for us. What a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous mystery that is, that God became incarnate in human flesh and was willing to bear our penalty. But his humanity and the weight he bore became starkly apparent on the cross. Suddenly, think about this, this great miracle worker and teacher of prayer found his own prayers going unanswered as he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? Incredibly, the creator of the universe, the Word made flesh, demonstrated one last human quality. And that is, I believe you'd say, the quality of courage, which no omnipotent sovereign would normally be called on to experience. Think about that. Would God ever need courage? I don't think so. He has nothing to be afraid of. He's God. But Jesus was very man and very God. And as a man, his soul passed the breaking point, but it did not break. Why? Because courage is the mental and moral strength to venture, to persevere, and to withstand danger, difficulty, or fear. It implies a firmness of mind and a firmness of will in the face of danger and extreme difficulty. It's also the capacity to deal with fear. You know, it's not a light thing to say that this great God is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Even Jesus had to have courage in his human frailty. And brother and sister, beloved, he's our example. He showed us the way. And you can demonstrate real courage in your life. In Christ, you possess all that you need. You possess the faith, the internal fortitude to deal victoriously with whatever personal crisis may come your way, no matter what the level is, whether it's sickness or weakness or relationships or circumstances. And beloved, that is very, very good news. You know, as Christians, there's a term that we use an awful lot. We use it frequently, and that's the word encourage. And whenever you use this word again, I hope it will have new meaning for you, because the word literally means to inspire with courage. Think about that. That's what encourage means, to inspire with courage. A lack of courage, on the other hand, so often hinders us from accomplishing the positive things that we'd like to do because of insecurities in one area or another. Do you see how powerful an ability it is that we possess in your own way, in your walk, the people you meet? You don't even have to have a relationship with them. It could be the, you know, the grocery clerk or, you know, someone on the corner. You can be friendly, you can be loving, you can be affirmative and edify. Our words and our action can inspire courage in others as well as ourselves. Praise God. I just sense the presence of the Lord in a special way. Father, I just ask that you touch your people. Lord, encourage them. Help us realize that whatever we're facing, Jesus walked the road before us. There's nothing that we would face that he's not able to give us the strength to bring us through. Blessed is the man who goes through the valley. Lord, thank you now for strengthening and touching your people. Touch your beloved. Lord, lift up, be the glory and lifter up of their head. For the Lord would say, my beloved, in your afflictions, in your distress, call on me, for I will be a very present help in the time of trouble. I will supply the strength and the faith that you need to continue on. I understand far more than you can comprehend. Think not that because I am God, omniscient and omnipotent, that I cannot relate to the need of courage, that I cannot be touched by the feeling of the works of my hands. Of all the works of my hand, man is the crowning glory of my creation. Yet I was willing to open my heart to rejection by undoing mankind with free will. Perhaps you can understand a little better how your love and how your service to me brings joy to my heart. You have given to me freely, willingly. Beloved, this is one of my chiefest joys. I will help you to live in the revelation of this truth with this knowledge. Beloved, enter now into a new rest in the love of your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, that beautiful promise found in Psalm 31:24, beloved, this is for you. Hold on to this. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I just sense his presence, and I'm encouraged. I hope you are. I'm inspired with courage to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. There's nothing that comes our way that we're not well able to handle. We're well able to take the land, as Joshua and Caleb said. Amen. In spite of the giants that may be there, and intimidating as they may look, they're nothing compared to our God. As David said, you know, you come against me, Goliath, with a sword and a spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I just want to thank you for joining me today. I invite you to write and know that if you've been ministered to by the broadcast, the Lord continues his ministry through the ministry of correspondence, which he's given. And it is just that. It's a ministry to encourage and to support and inspire you. I trust God for the finances. The Lord has been so gracious. I don't have to beg and plead for finances or say that, you know, unless you respond, we're going to go off the air. I trust the Lord, and that's not, I'm not boasting, but I'm just trusting in my God to supply, as he'll supply your needs. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.